The Omus for Holden Daf Kufchof, his list, Gemara was list line was again, Viki Dimaslo, some learn a Masnissen. Some learn this list, Gemara we had on our Mishnah. Here the word says, Namishnah, ho'or, vihoroit, vihakefer, all these things are mitzvah from the Tama Tumas Eichlin. If you have to make up the shear of a kibetz of food to Makabu Tumor, so you mitzvah of the skin, the roit, vihosunsi, what that is, the gravy and the kefer and the jelly stuff of it. So now, Omer on this, on our Mishnah, Omer Shloka says, Lashonu wa le'etzim. But after the Mishnah says, the Yatzomis, that bones, are also mitzvah, so he says, like Rashi says, Akorcha, the Mishnah is talking about where it's a shomer, that the bone has to be, it's watching the marrow inside it. So a yad le mitzvah, because Samos, a yad, is not mitzvah. Yeah. So Shloka says like that, after the Mishnah says, Atzomis, the bones in the meat is mitzvah, Lashonu wa le'etzim, only if it's a bone, to every shomer, that's called the shomer, where it's watching the marrow inside the bone. Avol neimar, but the hair on the skin of the animal, no heavy shomer, that's not called the shomer, that's not mitzvah to make up the shear of a kibetzer. Rabbi Yechon says no, Rabbi Yechon nomar, afilu neimar nami heavy shomer, even a hair on the skin of the animal, if you have almost a kizayis of meat, and the skin and the hair together make up a kizayis, that's mitzvah. The skin is one shomer, so the hair on top of the skin should be a second shomer. There's no din shomer. So my answer we had before, that no, the skin pierces through and goes, the hair goes through the skin, and the hair itself touches the meat. So therefore the hair is called its own shomer. If so, that the hair on this goes through the skin and makes a hole in the skin, if so, the Gemara asks, Maskiv lo ravacho, ela meyat is so, tfilin, hechi kasvinun. How do we write tfilin on a cloth, on a piece of parchment? I have been in ksiva, tama v'leka, you have to have a complete writing, and here you don't have it. Because if there are holes in the skin, so there's holes there, it divides up the letters. Samar says it's the mitzvah hodiyami marova. It's mistaken that we said a marova. That what they forgot what the Lord in Eretz Yisrael. That there they said that kol nekev shadiyo oigolov. Anytime you have a hole on the parchment, but that when you write with ink and the ink just goes over the hole is that small that doesn't affect the writing. Shadiyo, the ink is oigolov, goes over it. And a nekev, it's not called a nekev. Seriously, it's not called a nekev. If these small holes that the hair goes through the skin is not called a nekif. Therefore, it's kosher to write film on a cloth. Still, Rabbi Yechon is kosher to a shlokish. It says, "Or sheyesh alav kizayis basar." If you have skin that has on it the kizayis of basar, so hanageya b'tziv. If you touch a strand of meat that's hanging down from it, hayotz mimenu. Or also v'sara shekinegdoi. You touch the hair on the other side of the meat, tummy, you become tummy. So my love mishum shomer isn't the pshat that the hair is a shomer to the meat. So therefore, if you touch it, you become tummy. So you see, even the hair is also called the shomer. So when it says leg, it's not the pshat. Could be according to a shlokish, hair is not called the shomer, but rather mishum yad. The works mishum yad. The hair now is the yad. That's the way you can pick up the meat. So that's the question, Neimachas for my chazi, what can you do with one hair? You pick up with one hair, or just rip off, you can't pick up the meat that way. So my answer is, Kadyama Rabbi Loi, Bimaloi, Shebein Hamaloyim. Just like we had a tell us before, that we, by the vegetables there, the top hair, where there's a lot of hair, that's called the yad. So Achinam here also, Tayyi Beneimah Shebein Haneimen, where there are a lot of hairs stuck together. So you have a lot of hairs together, a bunch of hairs, that's called a good yad. Like this, you could pick up the meat. Therefore, it's metamiyu because of the din yad. Now, what says the heichi yitmad rebeloi? We didn't learn rebeloi zalocha. On this, it's not we learned. Hameloi shebishibolim. We have these stalks that have like here on top of the stalks that grows. So metamin umetamoyim. It's mekabotumin. It's also metam other things also. But the aim is down for it's down. It's down to a shear of a kibetzo. So comes out what that has a loch of the yad. So question is, miloi, this hair on top of the vegetable, like, lemai chaz, what can you do with it? You just pick it off, it just falls off. It doesn't pick up the stalk that way. Omer Rabbi Loi, bimiloi, shebein hamiloi. We're talking about a lot of hairs stuck together. So then, in fact, he could grab a hold of it and pick up the vegetable, pick up the stalks that way. Therefore, it's called the yad. So that's the case where it's called the yad. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, "Behoraitiv," the juice. The juice that comes out of the meat, that's also mitzaref to a shear of a kibetza. The Mishnah says, "My roitiv." What type of roitiv are we talking about over here? Omer Rav, Rav says, "Shumda." It means the fat. The fat, Rashi says, "Shumin shal hamerik," the fat that's on top of the gravy, on top of the juice. When you cook up meat, so there's fat on top. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said back, Omalei Abayu, who atzma yitzma tumas ochlum. What do you have to come on? That's mitzvah. It itself should be noichel. It itself should be mekabel tumas ochlum. Rashi says, shumin, lovel, it's rufu. What does this fat have to be mitzvah to be part of the meat? To be part of mitzvah from the tumas ochlum. Badi bosa, mashma bad by itself. It's not. So we're talking about the fat itself. On my love, Rashi says, oichel mi'alyu. It's a good food. So we're talking about the fat itself. The chura for sure should be mekabel tumah. Ela rather means to say chol of the korish. Shall I go see a chola or chola on the side? It says the korish that gelled up. So chola Rashi says means leicho hayotzim in a basa, like the gravy, the juice that comes out of the meat itself. It's not really the fat. It's like the gravy there, and the korish mashmid gelled up a little bit. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about. Ela chola of the korish. So Mar says, if so, my ear korish, what do you have to say that it gelled up for? Kile korish nami, even if it didn't gel up. Just the gravy, the juice of the meat itself also. The Yomar Ashlokas says in Gemara Yuma that seer shagabi yerek. If you have the juice on top of a vegetable, Rashi says, mashke hayotzim in a yerek. That when we cook a vegetable, it says the beet juice, the juice that comes out of the vegetable, is mitzvah from the cook of the service b'yom kippurim. The loch is you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the shear is a kesevis, a dried out date. So if you eat the food that's a little bit less than a kesevis, and this juice that comes out of the food is with it, it's in staff, it comes into a shear. So here you see that shear, even though it's liquidy, it's not gelled up, it's also mitzvah if it becomes part of the food. So why do you tell me here the right that means the juice, the gravy of the meat, only when it's gelled up, even if it's not gelled up, also it should be called part of the eichel. So Mar says, I'll tell you no. Hostam over there by Yom Kippur, Mishum Yisuve Daitahu. There it's a question of being Yisuve Daita, of making him feel good on Yom Kippur. The Pasuk just says, Aloysuna, you're supposed to give yourself pain. You're not allowed to eat anything that satisfies you, takes away the pain of hunger. So therefore over there, Becholdhu, Meisve Daita, and a little bit of eating satisfies you, takes away the hunger. So therefore on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat the vegetable with its juice. Even though it's in a juice form, liquid form, it's mitzvah to make it, you're over the Yisrael Rice on Yom Kippur. Because any type of food that's made of diet that makes you feel good is also. But hoch over here, mishum it's the roof for you. Here you want to give a kabel tumor, it has to have a shem oichel on it. So what's called the oichel? Only the meat. The juice that comes out of it is not called an oichel. Therefore it has to, mitzvah, has to gather, come together like to be called part of the meat. Therefore to be part of the meat, E-Korish Mitzvah. If it gelled up like this little solid, then it's called part of meat. It's Mitzvah with the meat. E-Lai Korish, but if it's not gelled up, it's only pure liquid, then we say, Lo Mitzvah, then this juice has nothing to do with the meat. It's not Mitzvah with the meat. It won't have a shame like you have a kibetza worth of bosa here to be Mekabel Tuma. So to be Mitzvah with the bosa, it has to be gelled up a little bit. Yeah. Now it says, the hakeifa. The Mishnah says that keifa is also mitzvah. So Mar says, my keifa, what does the keifa mean? So Omar Rova Pirma. Pirma means small pieces of meat. And when you cook up the meat, the small pieces of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot. So Omar Le Abayi says back, Uatzma Yitzma, again, if it's a small pieces of meat, it itself is called an eichel. You have to come out there, it's mitzvah, it becomes part of the big meat. It itself is meat. So Yitzma Tumasech, it itself should be a kabbal Tumasechlin. El Rav Omer, Papa says the pshat is, it means tavlin. It means spices. When you cook up the meat, you put spices inside the meat to make it taste good. So the spices, that's also mitzvah to the meat to give it a shem oichel. Yeah, that's what kefir means. Now, Tanan Hossim, we learned over there, Gemara in Menachah that says, Hahik for a Saddam. If somebody jellied up blood, meaning that I cooked it up. You cooked up the blood and made it a little bit, like salad, and the Taisa says hikfa means with the sun, because if you cooked it up by a day or Taisa there is that dam shabishlo and oivilov. Once you cook up meat, it's not also midiraisa anymore. See, the blood, I mean. See, this blood, it was through the sun, like became hikva, came a little bit jellied up. The ochlan eats it. They ate the blood, now live like salad. Or you're off the opposite way. Shehim chos achaylev, you have treif of fats. That himcha that you melted it down into liquid, the gum when you swallowed it, chayiv. In both of these cases, you are chayiv chorus. You're over nisadam, you're over nisachaylev. So bishlam is good to understand hikva sadam, you made the dam into a salad. The ochlan eat it. Kivan, the yakfe, since you cooked it up like and made it hard, is achshur v'yachshurvei. You made it more chosher than it was before. Senechlam, if that you still be chayiv. Now you understand it's still called dam, you didn't ruin it, and maybe you be chayiv. But elohim chosachelev, you take the fats and you melt it down, the gum, and you swallow it, the churachiviksiv, the Torah says, lo soichel, you're not allowed to eat it. And here you're not eating, you're drinking. So maybe it's not called, you shouldn't be chayiv. For Allah v'achila, it's not called an achila. So Torah speaks out, even though we know that shti is bechlal achila, but that's only the yishtem adosim b'mil d'shti, something he's supposed to drink, like wine and shemen, it's good. But here, fat is something he's supposed to eat. So now that you change it into a form of drinking, maybe shouldn't be over, maybe there's no isser on this. The Marin says, no, Amr Shlok, what Shlok says, Omakro, the Pasuk says, nefesh, an extra word, nefesh, by the isser of dam, which is the Rabbi says Hashaisa, that even though you melt down the dam and you drink it, you're chayiv for that also. And Tani Navich learned this also. Chometz, if you have chometz on Pesach, bread, Kai Gavna, in this type of a situation, that means Timcho, you took bread and you melted it down, you cooked it up in water, you melted it down like the gum when you swallowed it. So in chometz, so on his koros. If it's still chometz, you chayiv koros on Pesach. In matzi, if it's matzi and you swallow it down, and Adam Yotzer Echavos with Pesach, you're not Yotzer Mitzvah Matzah with this on Pesach. Since it's cooked up, you're not Yotzer Matzah. But call upon him for chometz yoreiva. So bishlam is good in matzi and not in yotzei b'chavos v'pesach. If it's still matzah and you eat it, you're not yotzei. Why lechemonim rachmona? V'alav lechemonihu. Torah says lechemoni means poor man's bread. Here it's not lechemoni. Since it was cooked up already, it's not called lechemoni. So Torah says the Mor could have said it was lemeim and nami achilik sivir. The Mor could have said better also. By matzah, Torah says you have to eat it, and here it's not eating, you're drinking it. Other place in the Gemara, Brachas says, Mashmi, you have to have a tam matzah. Or some say, by cooking it up, it loses the shei matzah, because it's not called matzah. Vay lav lechemoni, it's not called lechemoni. Ela in chometzu, on your chorus, but why, if you eat it on Pesach, are you chayiv chorus, the churach hilak sivvei, the Torah says, lo sechel chometz, you can't eat chometz. Here you're not eating it, you're drinking it. So why are you chayiv? So Marin says, I'm a resh lokish, I'm a quote, the Pasuk says, nefesh l'rabbi says ha-shoysa. Says an extra word, nefesh here, l'rabbi says ha-shoysa. So another pasuk. So one pasuk is by chaylev, one pasuk is by chometz. Even if you drink the chometz, still yichayev. The tanya nami gabi nevelas. I've done the same thing by nevelas oif tor, where a bird that's tor died without a shechita. The same thing like gavna. That him chubo. Let's say you melt it down in the fire, tamei, and then you eat it, so you become tamei. The chamer, if you do it through the sun, then tor and eat it, you remain tor. The Vilmo, you have a question, if you eat it, why are you tamei achila ksibbe? The Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. On Rosh Lakish Gen, on the Kor, the Pasuk says, nefesh, Rambis is a shaysa. Even if you just drink down the oif, also yichayiv. Yeah. The other Gemara says, if so, yochi, you say, b'chamanami, even if you did it through the sun, also you should be chayiv. Even though you're drinking it, still you should be chayiv. So Mora says, b'chaman, pshat is, it's ruchi misrach. It like gets ruined. It gets spoiled and loses the shame nevela. That's why you tore. Benachran, you cause mas kodim oicholak, and you eat it, even though you're drinking it, still you be chai. So you have three psukim. And the Mordechai says, tzricha, we need all three psukim over here. Dikos rachamon achel, but we just wrote chelev, that even though you melt it down, you chayiv. Chomis le yasim menei, would not know chomis from chelev. Shekein lehoitz le shas hakosher. Chelev was never muta. Mashen came chomis before Pesach was muta. So maybe chametz is more kal. Now, nevela le'yastim, I would not know nevela either. Shkenayin is chorus. I'll tell you what, chelev is more chomer. If you eat chelev, you chayiv chorus. If you eat nevela, you're not chayiv chorus. I wouldn't know nevela from chelev. Now, because rachmona chometz, I just write chametz. then chelav liyasim now, not learn out chelav from chametz. Why? Shekein loyhut miklolay. He was never a heter. Mashenkein chelav is muta by chelav chay is muta. It's only chelav behemah that's also. But the chelav of a chay is muta. So maybe there's no heter. It would be chayiv maybe if you drink it. And also nevela liyasim inay. I can learn this chorus. I can learn out nevela from because chelav is a chiv chorus. Or chametz. Chametz also is a chiv chorus. So I wouldn't know nevela from chametz. Now, because Rachmon of Benevela, so just like Benevela, Hanach liyasi mineshe kain mitamo. The other two things, Nevela has tumma to it. Mashen kain chelev and chomet has no tumma to it. So I wouldn't learn out the other two from Nevela. Therefore, I need all three. It's more so true. Chod and Chod liyasi, one from one I can learn out. But if we're still tasty, Chod mitalas now, one from two. Or high taste, which one? Yes. The lich of Rachmon of Eltorosh and write by Nevela, for tasty, and I learn out from the other ones, tasty Hanach. Ye malahanach shekain oynish koros chometz and chelav is also chiyuv koros. I can learn on the veil from them. The lich the rachmona the chometz then v'teis the man of malahanach kain lohes l'shas koisher. The chelav and the veil never has a heter to it. Mashen kain chometz is muta before Pesach. The lich the rachmona the third and shouldn't write then the chelav v'teis the manach malahanach kain lohutu mekloloi. When those are rosa, they rosa all the time. Mashen kain chelav it's muta by chelav chay. It's only chay behemah that's also. The kids, I need all three psukim. Tiyama bechelav shuta mekloloi. Or my nina, what do you mean to say it's shuta mekloloi? Elam, if you want to tell me chelav behema legvoya, that chelav behema, what's shuta mekloloi means? You let it burn up on the mizbeach when you bring a korban. You could burn the chelav for the more nevela nami eshtruya because malikas oif legvoya. By you bring a bird for korban, you make a malika. So it's not a real shchita. So really, negay to chulim is called like a nevela, still a smuta. So that's not called hutu mekloli chelav more than a knife than a nevela. So it's rather ella viella chayev chelav chayel hedjit. Means like this: a regular korban, a regular behemoth, that the fat of a chay is muta. Mashen came by nevela, there's never muta. For the more no nevela nami yishtori malika the chat is safe for kahanim. That a kohen could eat a chat is safe. Even though there was no shchit, it was only a malika. There's also a type of a nevela. Still, you see, you're not eat it. So Mor says, "Le'erbam taka chaya chelav chaya lehedjit." The real the hutu mekloli is the fat is mutter, the fat of a chaya. Aye, the kachashtov. You have a question, kahanim, and how could a kahanim eat from a malika of a chatis? Aye, it's like a nevela. A teretz is kahanim mishulchan gevura kazocha. And kahanim is a special letter. The shulchan gevura she says that teri mishum gevoyehu. It's because they're eating like a korban, and as the korban is muta, as gevoy is muta. Aval gabi hedyid loyashachon dehuta, for the hedyid never found it was muta. That's why chelav is a more kal, that chelav is muta by achaya. Mashenken and nevela, it's never really muta for hedyid to eat a nevela. Here. Now the Gemara is, for all the Tanya, that we learned, had the Gemara before we just said, that hatimeyim, the Pasuk says hatimeyim. Less at Siron, the right from the Cape Shalem on a behemoth to Meya. Not only is it also to eat the meat, but it's also to eat the Siron, the juice that comes out of it. And the right from also type of juice, then we'll show exactly what the difference is. Right from we had before was. It was also type of a cheer, alright? Yeah, right from the gravy like, alright? And the Cape Shalem. That's also the when you the kefir, the small stuff on the bottom of it, what jellies up on the bottom of the pot. All these things are also. The question is normally, what about that special pasuk for ligma mehanik? Less than that from these other ones. Rashi said ligma mechela v'chametz and nevela. The michushlem kemoisam. That by nevela we see if you melt it down, so the juice that comes out of it is also. Score the same thing by behemet tameya. If you melt it down and the juice that comes out of it should also be yasa. So what do I have to have a new pasuk for? Learn it out from these things. So more so like this. Mes not tzrich, I need it. Di la kosa rachmona habimina, I would have thought to say, da yalof minadin li yiskanodin. If you're learning out these things from Mahema Temeya, it could only be like the other ones. Ma hosa madika kezayis, it'd only be chayiv, like by nevela, or by chametz, if you have a kezayis of it. Izaf Hochinam Yadit Kazais. Of the right from the seer, also you don't have a kazai, you have to have a kazai. If we learn it out, Hatimeyim, like even from Shrotz Maroso, if you learn it out, not from Shrotzim, we learn it out from Chelov and from Chomitz, it's only if you have a kazai. So now that we have the Pasuk Hatimeyim by Shrotzim, you have even less than a kazai. So this is very good. So let's say the opposite way. But the more of a licht of Rachmana b'shrotzim, let us just write the word.